So the Waterford Ladies will face Westmead in the Division 1 relegation playoff on Sunday at 2 o'clock in Abbottstown. And Mairead Wall is on the line to look ahead to this one. And Mairead, you lost out to Cork by a goal last weekend, but you finished the game really strong. Could you have taken something out of it in the end?
Look, listen, yeah, we were unlucky actually, you know, not to bring it back to at least a draw anyway on Sunday. Yeah, brilliant last 15 minutes from the panel, like, to bring it back to 3 points. And look, we were really disappointed after the game. Like, we went in with really good preparation under our belt, like, and just didn't secure the win on the day, which was really disappointing for the squad. But I suppose you have to move on quickly. The way the fixtures are done, you have to be ready for the week after.
And a big boost was the return of Kellyanne Hogan to the attack. Mairead, after recovering from a broken leg last year, and she popped over 10 points. How glad were you to see her back in a Waterford shirt?
Oh, listen, like, everybody was absolutely thrilled to see Kellyanne back in action. She had a tough run of it since the injury last year, between the operation and rehab and everything she had to do to get back in this position. So to see her actually back on the field at her best, you know, is fantastic. And it's a credit to her, all the work that she put in the off-season and, you know, in the last few months to get herself back in that condition and up to the level she needs to be at for senior, you know.
And Westmead are your opponents on Sunday. Mairead, what memories do you have of playing them over the years?
Listen, we've had huge battles with Westmead over the years, and I mean, they're a formidable side, and it's going to take a huge effort now on Sunday. Like, every team in this league is at the top level, and you know, you just can't take anything for granted. It's going to be huge. They're coming into this trying to stay up in senior the same as us, and we just don't want to let it slip on Sunday, and we're just going to really have to try and put everything we've learned from the last 3 games into practice, and just all the work that we've been putting in, we just have to try and bring it all on Sunday, because I think it's going to be a huge battle.
You've played in Division 1, Division 2, Division 3 for Waterford during your inter-county career, Mairead. How important is it to stay up in the top division?
Listen, it's hugely important. I mean, despite losing the last 3 games, the amount that we've learned from playing Cork, Dublin and Meath, like, is immense. Like, you don't get that experience in the lower divisions, even though you play, like, obviously really competitive games. Like, you know, the same as Westmeath, both teams, ourselves and them, want to stay up. Like, you want to get those hard games, and it's the only way that you're going to improve and get ready for championship, you know, because when you hit championship, it's those teams you're going to meet. Do you know what I mean? So yeah, you need to stay up in the league to kind of build for the future as well.
What's the biggest lesson you've taken on board, Mairead, from playing Cork, Meath and Dublin in the 3 rounds of the league?
Look, I suppose we were kind of kicking ourselves over missing chances, and, you know, I suppose we just have to up it on that side of things. Like, I think that we've done really well with our possession of the ball, and we were working so hard. Like, you know, everybody has put in a huge effort at training. Like, no stone is going unturned. And it was just unfortunate that we haven't brought all that together as well as we'd like, even though last weekend we have seen a lot of our hard work come to the fore and it is coming together. But, you know, on those big days, you kind of just, you learn your lessons very quick against these top teams. Do you know what I mean?
And you mentioned the hard work that you've put in on the training field, Mairead, and Pat Sullivan is back this year for his second stint as Daisha manager. Was it an easy decision for yourself to sign up again?
Listen, it was really, because I knew that he was going to bring, like, huge professionalism to the whole thing. Like, and, like, in fairness, he has, and every, you know, we're covered for everything. We're, in fairness, we've been doing huge work off the field with the nutrition, the fitness, the strength and conditioning, the football. Like, and the panel can't be faulted for all the work they are putting in. And it is, look, it's difficult. Like, 3 losses is very difficult for us to take when we are really giving it everything. But, like, I think the work is starting to come to the fore with us. And, like, hopefully we can make Pat and the rest of the management team proud on Sunday now.
And can you remind our listeners, Mairead, when did you first join the Waterford senior team?
Oh, God, I actually don't even know what year it was. I'd say I'm going on maybe 16 years now.
Wow.
With Waterford, but which is a long time. So hopefully I'm still staying up at the level as much as I can anyway.
Yeah. What keeps you coming back to the inter-county scene, Mairead, year in, year out?
Listen, I just really enjoy it. Like, you know, aside from, you know, a competitive nature, I suppose, which I would have, I just really, really enjoy it. And I love going in and meeting all the girls. And like it, there's a social side to it as well, like, you know, meeting people every week. And it's really enjoyable, like, despite all the, you know, the hardship involved in committing and everything. Look, it's a huge commitment. And with senior inter-county level, like, you have to give it everything if you're going to be there. But the other side of it is like being meeting the girls, having the chats every week. And, you know, that's really important as well. And you get a lot of enjoyment out of it. Even when you're losing games, you're enjoying it, you know, and like you do it together and you go back the next day to training. And like this week, we just went back in Tuesday and the attitude from everyone was brilliant. And it's just like, look, we just have to drive on now. We have been putting in the work and we have to just do everything we can now for next weekend. And yeah, that's it. Like I enjoy it. And while I'm enjoying it, I'll try to stay playing as long as I can.
That's good. That's good to hear, Mairead. And I'm sure your family get a lot of enjoyment out of it as well. Will they be making the trip to Abbottstown on Sunday?
Oh, listen, they love going to all the games. Yeah, yeah. No, they'll surely be there now. Yeah, they were at the last few games and they enjoyed a lot coming along. And, you know, even all, we have great actually supporters from all over the county and it's fantastic to see people travelling to support us day in, day out. Like, so hopefully we'll give them something to cheer about.
Well, Mairead Wall, great to chat to you today. Thanks a million for taking our call.
Thanks, Tomás. Bye.